That's the stable of Wakehurst Place. But the horses came up and down these steps. I wonder if the ostlers had to live above it. Okay, and you see the big chimney up there. Everybody needed a chimney. We didn't have radiators till the late 20th century. I remember even the 90s houses still not having them. That was very, very rare. And this is the lavatorium. Obviously, there's an outhouse because, of course, these were earth closets. The waste just falls into a hole in the ground. As it wasn't flushed away, the stench would be there. You wouldn't want it in the house all the time. Sometimes using your chamber pots in your bedroom in the middle of the night, and then have to, some unfortunate housemaid have to carry them out and empty them in the morning. Because in the middle of the night, especially if it's cold and stormy, you don't have to walk to the outhouse. Okay, and look, even on the guttering, they've got this shell motif. I wonder what that's all about. This is solely decorative, or any significance, like, I mean, St. James, it has something to do with the sea, and passed through many, many hands. So, and you see how the masonry is also carefully fitted together, and they've got, that looks like fairly modern concrete. I have a suspicion this is a later extension, and you can see how the stone is rougher, hewn, more uneven in the older section. Like here, especially up high. Do you see what it's like there? Okay. Some more about Wakehurst, and then there's a chapel, and you can see it's almost like stained glass. We can't get into the chapel, unfortunately. Well, they had their own chaplain. And look, even up there, what is that carved into the wood? Meant to look like leaves or something? Okay, so a little entrance area. Sit down, take off your muddy boots. And this bell, does it do anything? Pulling it. No, it's not really ringing a bell. Look at the size of this wooden door. Hand carved. I like the handiwork generally. I wonder how long that's been there. And to think, whatever famous persons, people have put their handwork, my hand has put, I can strangely commune with them from beyond the grave there. Okay, so that table must be fairly old. Okay. So Joseph Nash, the famous 18th century painter, he was here. Look at the hearth. And one of that wooden paneling is more modern. And what do you call this stencil work in the ceiling? So plants motif. Oh, I see the thistle of Scotland. To do the Battle of Largs. The rose. Is it a daffodil? No shamrocks, unfortunately. And look at the deep leather armchairs. That one's quite high. So here's Lady Price. And I thought this was 1920s, but it's 1946. Is she impossibly elegant? With the girls in pearls, with the 1920s bob, okay? And then look at the fur coat she's got. Because they didn't otherwise have good synthetic materials. The fur coats, you know, cost you over 1,000 quid, but their life's a lifetime. So you see her jewellery, but not overly done glitz, lightly made up. So she's the last inhabitant of the house and given to the National Trust. And here's her husband, okay, Sir Henry Price, who was a Yorkshire factory owner, there in his dinner jacket, looking, what is he, Byronic, tranquil, deeply self-assured. And then they used to make men's clothing, so a large-scale haberdasher, the 50-shilling suit, making it affordable for the average person. A lot of them wouldn't own smart suits till then. Okay, and was made a baronet, no less. And look at this, to do with the fire brigade. You think you wouldn't get great fire brigade stuff here. Fire engine in the barn, was it horse-drawn? Okay. Was it only for, like, fires on the estate? There we go. Unfortunately, not allowed upstairs. That's a little bit about inside Wakehurst, but I'd so like to be allowed into the other rooms. And very fine furniture. Anyway, when she left this house, she moved to the Isle of Wight and took a lot of the original furniture with her. Okay, so it's closed for a few years, only recently reopened. And what else can I see? There's a chapel here, as like I was saying, and there's the chapel. So sometime it's from the early 15th century, Wakehurst Place. And the Culpeper family were actually quite well known at the time who came to own this. And you can see here the image of Jesus, the crucifix, see it in the obverse of it. All right. So thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com.